There is a story told about a young man who was given a gift. He was given a number of golden coins. The coins were a treasure. This young man found it difficult to understand the value of what he had received. And he became really very nervous about those who might try to take it away from him. So some days later, he took his gold coins and he traded them for a cow. He found it difficult, though, to keep that cow with him because he was forever moving from place to place. And he had to lead that cow along. And beside that, he needed to feed the animal, and he didn't have much to do, or much to be able to do that. And so he traded off the cow, and he traded the cow for a cord of wood. At least, he said, the wood would provide some warmth for him as he continued on his journey. But the wood became a very difficult thing to carry. And so in time he traded the wood for a couple of chickens. Sometime later he found it a little bit too inconvenient to travel with these chickens, and so he traded the chickens off for a handful of seeds that he could plant and grow something to eat. And then, passing over a bridge, he took those seeds out of his pocket and he threw them into the water. And he said, "Now I am free. I've had all this burden, first with the gift of the gold, and then with the cow, and then with the cord of wood, and then with the chickens, and finally with the seed, and now I'm free." The gift he received was a difficult gift to handle. It made some demands of him. And he was unwilling to accept those demands. He lacked the wisdom to understand the truth of what he had been given. And then he also ended up lacking the courage to accept that truth and act on it. And so he traded off what was of value. And that's precisely what Jesus is challenging his disciples about in the story. You've been given something. Don't trade it off. Don't look for other things that can replace what is of greatest value. Seek wisdom, as the first reading tells us, for wisdom, the gift, will allow you to embrace the truth. And then seek the Word of God, which is as a two-edged sword and can slash through whatever there is and expose all that's present. Wisdom and the Word of God will allow a person to pursue the truth, to embrace the truth, and to live the truth. And Jesus says, anything else that one accumulates is of little value, is of no value, apart from wisdom and apart from the Word. So in the story, he calls this young man. He says to him, put aside all those things that you might have clung to. Get rid of them. Come and embrace the truth. Come and embrace the wisdom and the Word made flesh. Come and follow me, and there you will find ultimate treasure. Well, every one of us receives that call, and we receive that call again and again and again and again in life. Because every one of us is like the boy in the story who's tempted to trade off what one has because it is seemingly too difficult to carry in life. And Jesus says, stick with the gift. Stay with what you have been graced with. Stay with what has been given to you. Stay with the treasure of the truth, the treasure that wisdom alone can know and the Word of God can reveal. Well, the first time you and I were invited to that gift was in the waters of baptism. And this evening, Michael will be brought into the community of faith through those waters of baptism. And you and I will have the opportunity to renew our own faith in Jesus Christ, that Lord who has called us first and continues to call us to follow, to see in him the wisdom and the Word that reveals the truth. Well, if we're ready to do that, I invite you to join with me as we renew the promises of our own baptism. We profess our faith in Christ Jesus, for this is the faith into which we have been called. And so I ask you, do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, was raised to life on the third day, and is seated at the right hand of God? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? And is it your will that Michael should be baptized in the faith which we have professed?